It was put in a vault.
Or it was put in the ground.
It was put in the ground, and when they dug a coffin, when they had coffins now, they dug a vault. Hmm. Now, what I mean by digging a vault, they dig straight down for 3.5 feet. You know, a grave is supposed to be 6 foot deep. Mm-hmm. They dig the wall, well, big enough, you know, whatever size it was. Usually about 4.5 by 6.5, or seven, about seven. I think it's 4.5 by 7. And they dig it down 3.5 feet, and then they'd leave a 4-inch space here. That is, the vault part, they called it, from there down would be 6 inches all around, less than the grave part. They call that a vault. Well, then they'd put plank, you know, from this wall here to this note here, and after they got the coffin and box in, you know, covered them up.
What do you call a place where the graves are?
Graveyard, cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Ever call it anything else?
Burying ground? I don't know, that's all I ever call.
When somebody dies, people wear black clothes. What kind of clothes are those called?
They're called, they wear them in mourning, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'll say after somebody dies, a person comes up to, say, the daughter or the wife and says, that's all right. Everything's going to be all right.
Don't mourn and don't grieve or don't take on or something like that.
How about worry? Would you use worry?
Yeah, don't worry. Can't be helped.
Now, you were talking about at dinner time, arthritis, and what was that other disease?
Well,
same thing, arthritis, and what else?
Rheumatism?
Yeah. Now, if you were going to say rheumatism is painful, would you say rheumatism?
I'd say rheumatism will hurt you, or it's painful, or whatever it is, you know.
What other kind of diseases were there that you remember when you were little?
Well, there was a good bit of typhoid. And we had then what they call consumption, which is now, you know, termed tuberculosis. That is common, very common.
How about this disease where people died from it? I think because they couldn't breathe.
Diphtheria?
Yeah. And then the kind of disease where people became yellow. Skin became yellow.
Yellow
fever.
Yellow fever, when they become yellow.
Maybe something to do with their kidneys. Because the kidneys wouldn't work, and they became yellow. You know what that's called?
I don't.
Jaundice or janders or?
Yeah.
Yellow jaundice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yellow jaundice.
No, that's called from the liver.
Oh, not from the kidneys.
No, not from the kidneys.
Oh, that's good.
The liver.
What do you call it when this thing here, this little protrusion, gets inflamed, has to be cut out?
That's the appendix.
And the operation is called what?
It's an appendicitis operation. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether I can pronounce the name of the operation or not.
That's okay. What do you call it when a person becomes sick down here? What do you say? He's sick?
At the stomach.
Mm-hmm. Is he at his stomach?
On the stomach.
You ever say to a stomach? He's sick to his stomach?
Yeah, I've heard it said.
Now, what does he do when he's sick?
He uses a vomit.
Now, do you ever call that anything else besides vomiting?
Yeah. Puke?
Yeah. Yeah? What else? How about skin a goat? You ever say that?
I never heard that.